podcasting from Lake Orion, Michigan, where living is a vacation. It's the Rock Your Wellness Podcast, a bi-monthly podcast about how to rock a healthy approach to living that will supercharge your fitness and energy levels without having to turn your life upside down. And now, here's your host, fitness professional, health coach, and nutrition guru, Chuck Jones.
Hey folks, and welcome back to the Rock Your Wellness Podcast. As always, I am your host, Chuck Jones, and I am super excited to be back with you here in this new year. We're going to kick things off, 2018. It's going to be an awesome year, right? Except I still can't believe that Christmas is actually over. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but December was a complete blur for us, right? I mean, all kinds of family gatherings, neighborhood parties, awesome church services, and yeah, of course, lots and lots of food. I mean, I literally think I may have consumed more cheese in the past 30 days than I have all year. But I digress. This might not actually be what you're expecting to hear, but honestly, I sincerely hope that everyone listening to this enjoyed yourselves and you actually indulged in some good food and drink. Believe me, no matter what the scale or the mirror, for that matter, might be saying to you over just these past few days, you're going to be all right, okay? Whatever damage you think you've done either wasn't really done and it's just kind of perception at this point, or it can certainly be undone and undone pretty quickly, okay? So to help convince you of this point and sort of get you back on track, came up with just five very simple but very important points that we can put into practice right away so that we can all kind of regain that positive mood. You can sharpen your mind, sharpen your body, and just really overall successfully get back into your wellness routine, and let's rock our wellness for 2018, all right? So, number one, stop feeling guilty. Seriously, stop, okay? You caved over the holidays because, hey, you wanted some extra cuddle time with your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever. Maybe you got to see your aunt from New York that you haven't seen since this time last year. Or, hey, your grandma made some amazing food and you wanted to enjoy it. Okay, let's kind of remember here. Life is not solely about getting fit and staying fit, right? I mean, which would you prefer more? Having a perfect beach body under your ugly Christmas sweater? Or holding your newborn cousin surrounded by your family, right? I mean, hey, look. Skipping out on your wellness routine because, frankly, you have better things to do at a time of year when you can argue that that's absolutely the case, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I know just in the previous episode, we talked about a whole bunch of strategies to kind of help mitigate any potential, you know, holiday damage that we could do. But what if you didn't even do that? What if you just kind of threw caution in the wind and just enjoyed yourself and had a great time these past 4 or 5 weeks? Well, you should still stop beating yourself up over it, okay? If you are, that is. You only have one chance to actually live your life, and hey, congratulations to spending it with people who love you. So let me just wrap up this point by saying that falling off the horse is completely normal. Everyone does it. It doesn't make you weak-willed or undisciplined. It just makes you human, okay? So it's really important to come from a place of self-compassion so that you can try again. You don't focus on what you've maybe undone, but focus on where you've come and how far you've come and how fun it's going to be to continue along that journey, okay? So now that we hopefully have agreed not to be so hard on ourselves, step two is to just kind of take an honest look and evaluate our losses objectively, all right, without judgment. Okay, so once you kind of show yourself some self-compassion, really now you can just evaluate where, what's happened, right? So I think losses can be kind of broken down into two categories. So for some of us, we're going to look primarily at muscle and strength loss. And I mean, look, if you took a layoff of under 3 months, which if we're just talking about the holidays, then chances are you really didn't lose very much muscle. Okay, and this is according to sports specific rehabilitation, strength trained athletes retain strength gains during short periods of inactivity. So up to 2 weeks they're calling short, okay? And retain significant portions of strength gains. We're talking like 88% to 93% during inactivity lasting up to 12 weeks. That means you can take theoretically up to 12 weeks off and still maintain most of your muscle gains, okay? Now, I'm not advocating that, but what I am saying is you shouldn't worry so much, okay? So, like bodybuilders and strength athletes, they've actually, like anecdotally, and just, you know, I'm just talking about like friends that I know that are in the industry, they've noticed that even after a really long period of inactivity outside the gym, I mean, sometimes literally lasting years, previous levels of strength came back relatively quickly. And so that's kind of where the term muscle memory comes from, because it literally does sort of have a memory of how strong it once was. And I mean, don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, but basically the nuclei of the muscle, they stay intact even when the muscle itself atrophies. So in short, strength comes back really quickly. Don't worry about it. Now, number two, category number two is fat gain, right? So if you've just kind of been feasting and binging for several days or a few weeks, hey, that number on the scale, when you step on it, absolutely, it might shock you, okay? Now, I know we talk about not to listen to the scale, and here's, I'm going to explain that real clearly. It is absolutely typical for clients to put on as much as 5% of their body weight. So we're talking 10 pounds for a 200-pound man, or for a woman, 8%. So about 8 pounds for a 135-pound woman. Here's the thing, though. The scale lies, right? Most of this weight, it's probably from excess water retention, not actually fat. Again, that scale lies. It takes a surplus of 3,500 calories to gain a single pound of fat. So if you really think objectively without judging yourself, I mean, do you honestly think you racked up that much of a surplus? I mean, listen, it's possible. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know some of these parties, you know, especially if you go back to back to back, I mean, it's possible, but it's not really likely. I mean, in all likelihood, most of it is water weight. So take a week on just a relatively, like I'll say, like moderate calorie deficit. So just, you know, focus on, again, eating good quality foods, cutting out the sugary stuff, cutting out the high carb stuff, that kind of a thing, unless you're training really heavy already. But again, unless you're an athlete, most people don't need anywhere close to 200 carbs or over that anyway. So do that for a week, then step on the scale again. And that's going to allow you to come to a much more objective conclusion, because most water weight should really subside just over that 1 week. So try that little experiment first. But just remember, too, that taking the scale at face value is really dangerous, okay? Especially without doing the protocol above, where we kind of clean things up for a week and then try it again. I mean, I've absolutely seen people that have just completely fallen off the horse because they just assumed that any bit of progress that they did was completely undone. When in reality, it would just take like a week, maybe two, to undo all of it, right? So it's not the 2 week vacation that, you know, someone takes that kind of leads to their wellness doom, right? But it's the illusion that this doom has already occurred. So just remember this. When you do fall off the horse, whether you think you're past the point of return or not, you're probably all right. Okay, so just again, analyze objectively without judging yourself. Or even better yet, find an experienced coach if you don't feel like you can be fair with yourself. Okay. And now, here's the catch, or here's the important thing to do. Now that you've actually analyzed where you are, be grateful. Show gratitude for how far you've come, okay? So no, again, don't beat yourself up for any potential damage that has been done in a couple of weeks, okay? Idealizing the past is basically going to just lead to sort of like preemptive feelings of defeat or hopelessness and even self-hate, right? But all of this can be prevented just by showing this sense of gratitude. Take a step back. Think about how far you've come and how much work that you put in to get there, right? And if you show that sense of gratitude with your progress to date, you're no longer going to focus on, you know, the amount of weight that you used to be able to lift or the, you know, what your body composition was before, but you're going to focus on how much more weight you can lift now or how much better you do look now relative to where you were before, what your health is now where it was versus where it was before, okay? And then when you do that, you can focus again on continued growth rather than focusing on, you know, I'll say previous glory, right? Okay, so step three. Now we got to take some action, right? So let's create a to-do list for sort of a reboot week, okay? And sort of reestablish a baseline, okay? So what we want to do this week to get back on the program, we're going to call this the reboot week. And okay, so as an example, let's say you're really struggling with getting back to the gym and getting back into your workout routine, okay? And you're worried about how weak you're going to feel or, you know, it's going to be hard, you're going to be sore, that kind of a thing. Literally make a checklist as simple as this. Monday, diet goal. Hit your calorie goal within plus or minus 3%. Training goal. I know this is going to sound silly. Put on workout clothes. Get in the car, drive to the gym, warm up on a treadmill, lift some weights. Wednesday, do the same thing, okay? And so on. For a week, do that three times. If you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Here's the important part. Just get through your list without thinking about any outcome, okay? Doesn't matter if you've completely lost all of your strength, which again, you likely didn't, or if you're still up 10 pounds on the scale. Just focus on getting through your checklist, okay? Whenever you feel that sort of that voice in your head reminding you of where you once were and, you know, oh, you're never going to get there again, just gently just refocus back on your checklist, stay in the present, get it done, okay? By the end of this 1 week, you will have reestablished momentum, okay? And you should also then, that's a great time to take some new weight and waist measurements, okay? And it's a fantastic time to create some realistic goals. Do a 30-day goal, a 90-day goal, a six-month goal. Here's the key. Write these goals down. Did you actually know that only 5% of people actually write down their goals consistently? And then did you also know that only 5% of people are considered successful? Okay, so catch a little correlation there. Might be worth writing down our goals. Actually, statistically, the odds of hitting your goals increase by 42% just from writing them down. And then if you actually share your goals with like a trusted friend who can maybe help keep you accountable, the odds of hitting your goals increase by 78%. Okay, so write down your goals. It's so, so important. And just again, start with these really, really modest activity goals just to establish that momentum. Then create those 1 month, those 3 month, those 6 month, and even a 1 year goal for 2018. Create things that are attainable, that are realistic, but are still gonna, you know, help you stretch and push you. And then stay accountable by telling a friend and write those goals down, okay? Step number four. Sort of along the idea of sharing with a friend, use the buddy system, okay? Hey, listen, I fully admit my mindset typically is to kind of suffer alone, okay? So if I'm sweating, I kind of, you know, I want to do it on my own time. That said, I have found that when I've sort of had some time away from my wellness routine, hey, there is nothing like having a friend to hold me accountable until I'm, you know, really back in full force. So having someone there, it's not only to keep you, you know, to your defined fitness schedule, but it can also kind of help you set up like mental competitions, right? So push yourself, right? If they run 1 mile, you know, push to be a little faster. And as long as it's healthy competition, you're actually setting yourself up for actually wanting to come back to the gym and, you know, do more or beat your old PR again. It's just kind of nice to see someone else have to go through it too, right? So even if it's just that misery loves company, you know, a little bit of encouragement there, it's just great to have a friend on board, even if it's just until you feel like you're fully back in your schedule, okay? So use the buddy system. Step number 5. I know you guys aren't going to like this one. Enough already with the booze, okay? Put the beer back in the fridge. There's a reason why they call it a beer gut, a booze belly, you know, whatever you want to call it. Unfortunately, it has everything to do with how awful most alcoholic drinks are for you. I mean, they're sugary, they're high in calories, and just overall pretty detrimental to fitness goals, okay? Now, listen, I am not one to sit here and preach about how bad alcohol ultimately is for you and why we shouldn't drink it. I mean, hey, personally, I love a glass of wine, particularly if it's from Wine Social in Lake Orion, which, there you go, Doug, little plug for my brother's fine establishment there. I love sipping on some bourbon during the colder months, and hey, hard ciders at the beach are very refreshing, right? That said, after all of the holiday parties, I'm just going to suggest, even if temporarily, ease back a bit on the booze. Again, just for a short while. I'll even go so far as to consider doing a what's called like a dry January, okay? So just take the month of January off. My wife and I are doing that. And so we're 1 week into it, and it's amazing how in just 1 week, how much more mentally sharp we feel. So it's just, it's a great opportunity just to give your body a break. Kind of help your metabolism ramp back up, reset some insulin sensitivity. I mean, heck, even save some money, right? I mean, it's, you know, when you go out to a restaurant and you don't order drinks, I mean, it's like your bill's like half sometimes, right? So I get it if that sounds extreme, but even just limiting yourself to, you know, just a few drinks on the weekends will really have a serious impact on your body's overall ability to burn fat, boost your immune system, and it's really just going to help jumpstart you toward your wellness goals for the year, right? So January is just such a great time to do this. Guys, that's it, okay? Really, just doing those 5 steps, you're going to have sort of reestablish this positive feedback loop, and you'll be ready to keep that momentum going. And listen, I know it's intimidating when you've been away from the gym for a while and, you know, sort of foregone, you know, intentionally eating nutritious foods and that kind of a thing. But I am telling you, you will absolutely thank yourself later just for getting back on the horse. Okay? So join us in a couple of weeks to learn about some therapeutic activities that you can try out during these cold winter months to help you sort of avoid those winter blues, right? Like we lose our sunshine, we get trapped inside for so long, we start to get a little bit of cabin fever or, you know, the seasonal affective disorder. So we're going to discuss the potential benefits of some things like massage, saunas, chiropractic care, even light therapy, okay? Just some ideas to, you know, sort of a little bit outside of the box maybe to really help us rock our wellness for 2018. So, hey, until then, get back on the horse. God bless and keep on rocking.